From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
September 3rd, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
First from latent.space. AI news: MuseSpark 1.3 matches GPT 5.6 Sol, confirming Meta superintelligence as the newest frontier lab, 90% discount for training. So, MuseSpark 1.3 just dropped, and it's got everyone buzzing because it's now ranked as the third best AI model globally. It's finally showing some serious competition against the likes of OpenAI and Anthropic, which is pretty exciting.
What's interesting is the pricing model. If you opt into training, you can get it for over 90% off.
That's a big deal for developers looking to experiment without breaking the bank.
On the educational front, Stanford is shaking things up by formalizing AI native software engineering.
They are revamping their curriculum to focus on building agents from scratch, moving away from just prompting.
This shift suggests a deeper dive into systems-oriented engineering, which could really change how we think about AI development. Meanwhile, there's chatter about the Astra architecture being a Luke transformer, but it seems to be more of a modest tweak rather than a huge leap forward.
It's all about optimizing memory and compute without sacrificing too much efficiency.
Plus, there's a push for real-time multimodal workloads with updates like Photon 2.1 enhancing text-to-speech capabilities.
Lastly, there's some concern about the effectiveness of skill retrieval in AI tasks.
While it might boost overall performance, it can actually hurt specific tasks where those skills are applied.
It's a reminder to be cautious about interpreting aggregate improvements.
Overall, it feels like we're at a fascinating crossroads in AI development, with new models and educational shifts paving the way for a more nuanced understanding of how these systems can work together.
Next,
second from Limitless.
We're never slowing down again.
For most of history, wealth was a quality dial.
A king rode the fastest horse, ate the freshest food, and saw the best physician, and each rung down the ladder got a slightly worse version of all three.
Money bought a better thing. That is what money was for. For the most remarkable products humans now make, the dial is gone. There is a car that will take you from your driveway to a city you have never seen without your hands on the wheel.
It sells for about what a Honda Civic does, and the software that drives it rents for $99 a month.
Up next. Third, from Agentica, I Anthropic's Fable 5.1 guide reads like a manual for agent product design, not a collection of prompt tricks. Anthropic just rolled out called Fable 5.1, and it's more than just a faster model, it's a guide for how to design effective agent products. The key takeaway is that the user experience hinges on how well the model, prompts, and system work together.
They emphasize that a model upgrade doesn't guarantee an improved product unless the entire system supports it.
The guide suggests starting with a high effort setting and adjusting based on task needs, which shifts the focus from just quality to more efficient routing decisions. It also highlights that users might not see visible updates during long tasks, so it's crucial to adjust client settings to ensure users receive meaningful progress updates. Moreover, Fable 5.1 can batch calls, but it's important to prompt the model to identify and request multiple items in one go to avoid unnecessary delays.
Lastly, they stress the importance of maintaining a stable conversation prefix to keep reasoning intact.
These insights are not just about prompts, they're fundamental to how the product architecture can shape user experience.
And then, fourth from MT's Live.
9/2, OpenRise Astra uses recurrent depth technique. OpenRise Astra slipped a new recurrent depth trick under the hood. It shoves more of the reasoning into hidden activations instead of the visible chain of thought text. The model doesn't get bigger, but it nudges performance up, which has folks worrying about monitorability. OpenAI says the reasoning is still traceable and that we'll need fresh tools to keep an eye on it.
Google rolled out Gemini 3.8 Flash and a cyber variant that relaxes some security limits for its fair-end partners, keeping the same pricing as the previous Flash.
Meta's MuseSpark 1.3 trims hallucinations, cuts tool calls by 1/5, and uses fewer tokens, even edging Gemini on a few benchmarks. Meanwhile, the DOJ slipped a brief to OpenAI saying training on copyrighted text is likely fair use. The first formal US stance on the issue of Anthropic got a nod from the Trump administration again, and the three big labs OpenAI, Anthropic, DeepMind are teaming up on safeguards to let
T-Legit biology research happen while blocking virus design assistance.
Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max 0902 and Europe's Quasar 438 billion both push token windows to a million, with the latter hitting a low price point.
Next,
fifth from Wired.
Meta pushes its new AI agent on employees but eases off on token maxing.
Meta is formally ending what amounted to a token maxing incentive program for employees.
In an internal announcement this week, a social media giant told workers that their performance evaluations would no longer be dependent upon how much they use their AI tools. Three employees who received the message tell Wired. But as Meta workers simultaneously begin testing a new agentic AI tool known as Hatch, they say their token consumption continues to surge.
Up next.
Sixth from Gizmodo. Microsoft, famous for culty jargon, is naming half its organization agents and infra.
Add a right to the mix, and you get today's news. According to the Wall Street Journal, Microsoft will no longer be divided into these three passe reporting segments, productivity and business processes. More personal computing. Now the org chart will have just two hip, young divisions. The journal notes that according to CEO Satya Nadella, in particular, is changing the structural boundaries within Microsoft. There's the already irksome world of general-purpose corporate jargon, and then there's Microsoft, where dedication to saying things in a weird way borders on the religious.
And then,
7th from OMG Ubuntu,
Canonical joins the Open Secure Alliance.
Next, 8th from 9 to 5 Mac, Apple's current AirPods lineup here is Apple's AirPods lineup as it stands today. AirPods 4 currently on sale for $99, AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation currently on sale for $149, AirPods Pro 3 currently on sale for $99, AirPods Max 2 currently on sale for $479. When is Apple releasing new AirPods? When is Apple releasing new AirPods? Apple's AirPods lineup is stronger than ever, but there are already rumors about what's coming next. Here's everything we know so far about when Apple will release new AirPods. The biggest change coming to Apple's AirPods lineup is a new version of AirPods with built-in cameras. Up next,
9th from CIO.
Dell's $95 billion AI backlog shows the infrastructure crunch is far from over. Dell Technologies is acknowledging that infrastructure and storage supply still can't keep up with agentic AI's insatiable appetite for resources. The company this week reported a record AI backlog with $95 billion in orders waiting to be filled. This dovetails with quarterly earnings reflecting a more than 50% year-over-year increase in AI demand.
And then,
10th from 4Onyx, Lemonade 11.9 local AI server release with super exciting AMD ROCm HRX backend. Lemonade 11.9 is out today as the newest feature released to this AMD-backed open-source local AI server solution across Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. Lemonade has long been focused on offering 100% free and private AIUs with local hardware, whether it be GPUs, CPU, or NPU. With Lemonade 11.9 released today, it's very interesting for having experimental ROCm HRX backend support with Llama.cpp. HRX is the new exciting thing to watch out for on the AMD ROCm compute landscape. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.